going to get me to shoot a bear. I'm going to shoot a bear. We found where one had just crossed from one of them, we call it heads, on those prairies like that. I guess would be one head. It'd be a pond like you have on the hills out here. You call Cypress Pond. Well, there'd be Cypress Ponds in there too, like that, but we call them heads. You know, here'd be another head. While one may be much larger than the other, but then there'd be prairie water through here where you can run the boat. He'd go one way around the one head, you know, and the other way, and they're trying to cut the bear off and get ahead of him, you know, so I could get to shoot him. No, we were in the same boat.
Oh,
see, it's only one in the boat. I could carry a boat. I could push a boat a little at that time, you know, and I could paddle a boat, you know, very well. But I learned a whole lot more about it as the years went on. But he was doing the carrying boats. He just, like I say, he just liked to take up time with children. He wanted to see me shoot the bear. But we didn't get to shoot the bear. But then the next day, then we caught some more fish. That day, he's going to make me catch some trout fish, but I couldn't catch them. I couldn't catch the fish. What he had was a real long cypress pole that he had there that had been cut and dried, and he had the minnow barbed surface bait that would float, you know, for those. And on this prairie, on that prairie, there'd be gator holes, what are called gator holes. It would be open places, open water that you could fish. He would hold the boat and move it about the end, keep it in the edge of the grass for me to try to catch some trout, and they would bite, but it'd hold it.
Well, how old were you when you were doing
that? I believe that I must have been 10 years old at that time.
I bet you wanted to catch one, didn't you?
But he caught 3 or 4 or 5, you know, for us to eat. He cooked from that night, you know. It we eat from. And we went back and bear hunted some more the next morning that week, and didn't find any bear sign at all. So we spent another night. And before he started back home, back to Billy's Island, he fished some more and caught more fish to bring home. And I remember that he wouldn't save a mudfish at all. I remember that when he caught it.
Why not?
Well, he just didn't want them kind, and he wouldn't tote them. See, that island was pretty long. I believe they called it about 5 miles.